The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, Jezebel was the most wicked woman in the Bible, a powerful seductress who led Israel into idolatry and immorality.
So it struck me, this is Jezebel's alive and well again. Jezebel's at war with America. And if we can recognize what we're dealing with, the demonic forces we're dealing with, and use the weapons that God's given us, not to hurt people, our battle's not with people, our battle's with demonic forces, we can see transformation in our own lives and in our society.
It is really, really an honor to come into your home and share this time with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I'm going to be talking in just a few minutes to Dr. Michael Brown. I want you to really, just really listen up to me real close. Dr. Michael Brown has written a book. Now, I want you to get this. Jezebel's War with America, The Plot to Destroy Our Country and What We Can Do to Turn the Tide. Now, please listen to me. I mean, listen up. This is not a political program. This is a program that is carried by the love of God in every person you see here, and I believe everyone in our audience, and I think most of you at home. Please hear what I'm saying. As Christians, we're not looking for a champion. We're not looking for a king. We have one. We have the one champion that can ride the white horse. His name is Jesus. We have a king. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And He holds kings and leaders in His hand. And He said to us, Betty, and I've watched you do this, I think, so consistently that it continually moves me to join in that spirit. We can come to this King in prayer about all of the concerns that we have, all the cares, and what we believe to be His concerns. And when we go to Him regarding our leaders, our nation, He says He will hear His people. And if we come humbly, we come willing to turn from our wicked ways, which oftentimes, too often, is prayerlessness, or indifference, or hiding the light, or seeking comfort rather than taking a stand for truth. If we will repent of our wicked ways, our failure to do what He said, He says He will hear us and answer our prayers, Betty, and heal our land. We do have a land right now, a country, and freedom that is under assault. And when we talk about Jezebel's war, what does that mean? Well, I think we're going to be talking to one of the greatest Bible scholars, one of the finest friends, and one of the most consistent, love-filled Christians I've ever been around, and it's an honor to have him here. Would you join Betty and me in welcoming Dr. Michael Brown to Life Today? Doc, I'm glad to see you. We don't have a better contributor on the website that we launched a few years ago called The Stream, where we're trying to stream the wisdom of God. I hope you'll go there every day. Dr. Brown writes for it virtually every day. Sometimes we'll get two incredible articles from him. You talk about an anointing and a gift. God's given him a double portion. Okay, Doc, Jezebel's War. Why did you write this book right now?
I got gripped to write this. I've written 35 books now. I've never written a book with more intensity than this book. In fact, about 70% of it was written in an intensive 6-day period. I was writing almost around the clock. And what happened is the Holy Spirit started connecting dots for me. I'm not one of these conspiracy guys and always looking for a little hidden secret here. I'm kind of basic Jesus, Bible, just look at these things. But I started to think about this woman, Jezebel. A friend of mine was praying for the president and said, witchcraft's trying to attack the president. Jezebel's attacking the president. I thought, okay, what's he saying? What's going on here? And I began to think about Jezebel in the Bible. So she's a pagan woman. She marries an Israelite king. She's an idol worshiper. She's a seductress. She is kind of a radical feminist. She intimidates by fear. She silences the prophetic voices. And I began to look in our society and think, okay, We've had this rise of idolatry, all the other gods and interests that we follow instead of the one true God. And then with idolatry, what did you have in the ancient world? Baby killing. They would sacrifice babies to these gods. So the spirit of baby killing, not a situation where a struggling woman is wrestling with abortion. She was raped. And I'm talking about the shout your abortion movement. I'm talking about the people pounding on the doors during the Kavanaugh hearings and this baby killing spirit. Mm-hmm. So we've got idolatry. We've got baby killing spirit. She was a seductress. The spirit of sexual immorality, porn. I mean, 8-year-old kids getting exposed to porn and all of that. And then the rise of radical feminism. Not something healthy that says treat women with respect and honor and equal pay for a woman doing the same job. No. Radical feminist, emasculating male authority, this attack. And then the rise of witchcraft and sorcery. Reports that there are more witches in America now than Presbyterians. And then with that, the war on gender. You know, Jezebel emasculates men and she tries to make women into men. And I look at the war on gender. And then I look at the silencing of the prophetic voice inside the church and outside, the fear. You don't dare speak. And I said, wait a second. The same demonic forces that were at work with Jezebel in the Bible, Jesus refers to her in the New Testament also, this false prophetess who seduces God's servant. It's the same spirit at work today, the same demonic power. It's not 100 different things we're fighting. You go back 50 years, these were not the big battles we were fighting. So it struck me, Jezebel's alive and well again. Jezebel's at war with America. And if we can recognize what we're dealing with, the demonic forces we're dealing with, and use the weapons that God's given us, not to hurt people. Our battle's not with people. Our battle's with demonic forces. We can see transformation in our own lives and in our society. It's not a matter, those that are radically opposed to us, it's not a matter of live and let live. We want our space. No. We cannot have our space. We cannot have our freedoms. Vice President Pence's wife cannot teach at a Christian school. You cannot hold to the biblical view of marriage and family. There's an all-out assault. And with it, it's almost like the culture drank some kind of spiritual Kool-Aid and is coming to a spirit of delusion that the things that are so bizarre and so evidently wrong and so evidently harmful get celebrated. You think, where is this coming from? How do we get to a point where you have to fight against drag queens reading to toddlers in school libraries, and if you stand against it, you're some kind of bigot? It's almost like the society just corporately went mad, and you look at it and say, there's got to be something spiritual going on. And the intensity of the attack against us, the anger, and how it all comes up to the surface. When light begins to shine, it begins to expose the darkness. And for me, connecting the dots, even President Trump comes in terms of a spiritual picture here. When you connect the dots and the light goes on, you recognize the enemy. And, you know, we can talk about demons and things like that lightly, but there is a real principality, real power, real demons. These things are real. When I first started getting a message out, a prophetic wake-up call to the nation, that's the first time that my wife and I really got attacked by this Jezebel spirit. Not talking about a person, talking about a demonic spirit. And I realized the enemy's got me marked. No sooner did I start coming with this message, I got hit. Mm-hmm. I knew he's trying to take me down. I'm supposed to be the next casualty out there. I got intimidated by fear. I didn't want to speak. I love to preach. I didn't want to get on the plane. I didn't want to speak. I felt completely emasculated. I felt I had no authority. And we wrestled with this thing for months. We both got hit with lies, these fears that were so foreign to us. And we didn't even know about it until we compared notes, because you don't want to talk about these things. You got hit with this. I got hit with this. Mm-hmm. So,
and you know what I found? It's when you step up to really shake his powers and dominions. When you can affect, on, let's say, a large scale, this force, by exposing it, he's coming at you. He doesn't want you to affect anything that might change the direction of a church, a community, a city, a nation. He does not want to lose control of the basic population and the mindset. If he thinks he's going to lose access, I'm telling you, he zeroes in. But don't let it frighten us. It ought to cause us just want to suit up in the armor of God.
Yes.
You know what one of my friends said? He said, James, look, if people just realize you don't have to be really upset about being in a fight, if you'll understand when you suit up and you know what you're doing and you know what the enemy is and who the enemy is and you know how to defeat him, he said, in football, he said, we would work all week to get a football across a chalk line. And then we would fly all the way across the country to try to find someone to stop us. And the better they were at trying to stop us, the more excited we were when we defeated them. And you know what I found? I'm going to join in that excitement and become more than a conqueror. I'm going to become an overcomer. And I began to live with an excitement. I'm in this battle. He's coming. He wants to beat us back. But we're not going to give him the ground. We're going to grow a great fruitful garden. We're going to be a fruitful field. We're going to please the Lord. We're going to let the river of his life flow. We're going to go into war suited up as more than conquerors in Christ. That is what you're trying to raise up against the spirit of Jezebel and expose that spirit and get the spirit of the living God to rise up in his people, which we become more than a mighty army that the gates of hell cannot prevail against. Exactly. That's where we're supposed to stand.
Exactly. The second to last chapter of the book is how to defeat Jezebel on a personal level. The last chapter is how to defeat Jezebel on a national level. And the book ends by saying Jezebel's coming down. I went to India, been there 26 times. One of the trips, the brother we work with there, national leader, incredible brother, he said, I believe we're supposed to go to the city of Vijayawada. He said, it's a spiritual stronghold. They worship a goddess there known as Kanaka Durga, and that's the goddess worshipped throughout our entire state of Andhra Pradesh. And as we're praying months in advance together, I get this sense you're supposed to have an Elijah confrontation with this goddess when you're there. It is supposed to be an all-out spiritual battle. I don't say these things lightly. I don't just go looking for this. And he gets a vision of an earthquake shaking the temple. So the first night we're there, about 5,000 people is all we can pack in this field, massive sound system. I said, all the worshipers of Kanaka Durga, I want you to come out, the priests, the worshipers. Well, leading up to those meetings, here we are in India, suddenly I get hit with the exact same stuff that hit me when I started bringing a prophetic message to the nation. I thought, it's Jezebel again. I felt that that fear, that intimidation, no authority, not wanting to be there. And I thought, it's Jezebel. So I said to my friend, I said, what's her statue look like in the temple? And he said, brother, she's this beautiful goddess. He said, and in her hand, she's holding the head of the giant that she killed. Here's the woman who's the giant killer. And he said, it's a strange thing. He said, but once a year, her male devotees wear makeup and dress up like women. I thought, Jezebel, you've got to be kidding me. And we're packing up in our hotel room early, early in the morning in the dark because we got to travel all day to get to this place. And it's an old bed. And, well, I scrape my heel. I rip a chunk of flesh off of my heel on this wood there and immediately hear Genesis 3:15. She'll bruise your head, but you'll crush his heel. So we went there, and we saw a mighty victory, a shaking victory, Jesus being glorified. The bottom line is all authority in heaven and earth is his. It's not the devil. No. Jezebel's just, that's a power under Satan himself, and Satan is defeated. And when I get in the book about the armor of God, we're told to put on the helmet of salvation, right? Ephesians 6, and the breastplate of righteousness. And sometimes we think the helmet of salvation, that's to remind myself I'm saved, and the breastplate of righteousness to remind myself I'm righteous. It's more than that, because Isaiah 59 says, that's the armor God wears. He wears that. He doesn't wear a helmet to tell him that he's saved. He's God. It's the helmet of victory. Yeah. It's the breastplate of righteousness, vindication. And then what's the sword? The sword of the Spirit.
The word.
And so we don't fight with our weapons and our wisdom and our power. We fight with the very armor of God. And Jezebel saying, you're nothing. You can't do it. You're weak. You're defeated. You're going to die. You're going to get sick. All lies. We get bombarded with lies. And it struck me that fear is always a lie about something tomorrow. So this is going to, you feel sick. Ah, you got this. Something's going to happen to your kid. It's always a lie about tomorrow. And it paralyzes you. Because you think, I can't do anything. It's all coming down. We've got to break that lie in Jesus' name, personally and for the nation.
When I come in and I see you praying, and you, boy, do you pray and you care. Sometimes I see you upset with what you're watching. And then many times I see you brokenhearted. What's going on and how do you respond to
I'm sitting here listening to him, and I can relate so much to that fear that you talk about and the intimidation, and to realize that those are two big tools of the enemy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that for a long, long time as a young Christian. But when I began to know and to learn through God's Word who He is in me, and that I have all the power I need because of him. I don't have to fear the enemy. I can say, whoa, I see what you're trying to do. Stand back. God is in me, and you will not have control of who he is in me.
And you've marched into hell with me many times mm-hmm. for a heavenly cause,
yeah.
and you've beheld God's power. You've been going now for the last few years into hell, so to speak, the hellishness of our nation, the horrible things that have been happening. But I'm telling you, Doc, we are seeing God, by yes. his power, push things back, tear things mm-hmm. down that need to be torn down, expose things in the corruption that needs to be exposed. And I feel like we're seeing a healing, correcting process that can be one of the greatest miracles that we've ever seen in the history of this nation and yeah. in the world. Do you believe you're seeing that?
I believe God's saying, wake up, old church. I put you here for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bring my army together. And let's fight this battle with the love of Jesus that I put in your heart.
Yeah. And when we recognize what the enemy is doing, because sometimes we just think circumstances, the world around us, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. When we recognize, no, this is the work of Satan. This is the work of the destroyer. For example, a guy struggling with pornography or something like that, he knows it's wrong, but when you realize Satan wants to take you down, sir,
yes.
and pornography
right.
emasculates you because it takes away a sense of manliness and purity and courage and strength. When you start to realize Satan wants to take you down, that woman that's called to be an intercessor mm-hmm. and that spirit of Jezebel, that fear, that intimidation, she can't rise in her authority for her kids anymore. That, we hate the devil. We hate what he stands for. I'm not fighting people because the people on the other side, Satan wants to destroy them too.
Sure.
The people on the other side of us ideologically and socially, Satan wants to destroy them too. I hate the devil and what he stands for. Clothed with the righteousness of Jesus, we can make a difference. And Satan always overplays his hand. It's what's happening today. It's gotten so extreme, so out of control that Christians have no choice but to wake up.
That's right.
And I believe they are waking up. And I believe God is exposing the enemy and the foolishness and the end result of following the deceiver, the destruction that it brings, not only dissension and division, but absolute destruction of everything that's precious. And we're beginning to see it turn around. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal book. I pray to God. You get in it, and let's get into this spiritual war. Do you appreciate Dr. Michael Brown sharing with us the biblical insights about the spiritual realm? Doc, I want to thank you for contributing to the stream every day. I wish you'd visit stream.org every day. Listen to the wisdom and observe wisdom flowing there like a river from so many different tributaries. This book is in the bookstores. You can get it. You can get it online. We actually today, right now, we're doing something that our viewers tell us is as great a joy as anything they do, and that's we're giving precious little ones and their families clean water.
Yeah.
We're giving them more than a cup of water. We're giving them a well of water, 400 water wells this year. And now as we move toward the end of this particular emphasis or get into the latter part of it for the year, we're asking you right now, please, please, just watch very closely this opportunity and then know this, please know this. You are the miracle answer to every need you see. We can give these precious ones clean water, and it's like giving them a new life. And we'll tell them about the life and love of God that inspired us to make this gift. Watch closely and prayerfully.
Water sources like these serve many purposes. Some provide a way for travel. Others, water for people's animals. Still others provide a means for bathing. But the problem is, when these same water sources provide access to the only drinking water people have, it can be deadly. Sapi's emotions overwhelmed her as she recalled the death of her two children after they drank contaminated water from the only source available to them.
As beautiful as this setting looks, it's so deceiving because this water is killing the children of this village.
The one out of the house of Mads, We can stop the death that's coming to this village because of water. We can change that for them. We can bring them water that is healthy and pure, and these parents won't have to worry about their children drinking this water and it killing them.
You know, when Betty and I have looked at those situations, if we didn't know we could change it, I don't think we could bear to look. What goes on even now? I know when we look at our audience here, and you really are, please know I'm not exaggerating, you're not only the hope for them to have a future and have life and have health, but you're the only hope they have. And the missionaries have told us, when you talk to your audience, those who watch Life Today, somehow, James, they hear the heart of God, and they become an answer to the prayers and the heart cry of these people. And you know how heavy this is on our heart, and especially their hearts. But when we're trying to get people to understand what they can do, what happens in your heart when you think about the responsibility as well as the opportunity we have?
As I watch these sweet mothers, that their hearts hurt so badly for their children. Some of them have lost 3 and 4 children, and they've got others, and they know what's killing the children, the water, the disease water that they have to drink to even live for a little while. And it just breaks my heart to hear the cry out from those mothers saying, nobody's here to help me. What do I do? I'm watching my other children die because they can't survive on this dirty, diseased water. Let's please give them hope. We have a way. We have a hope that we can offer them through drilling the water wells and offer these children fresh, clean, safe water.
You know, we're talking to you about a future of hope and life and peace and security for our own country, that our prayers and our participation and making good decisions has everything to do with. And that's going to take participation. What we're looking at here has a perfect instant cure. It really does. It's a simple cure. It's all of us simply giving, as Jesus said, a cup of water in His name. When we come together, it becomes a well of water. And so we're asking you to become that miracle. We need miracles here in our land or wherever you're watching us, anywhere in the world. We want God to move in our behalf. You and I become the move of God in their behalf. We become the answer. We extend His hands of love and mercy, and we're going to give them a well. We are committed to drill 400. Could you drill one of those? It's possible you could. Sometimes a person says, you know what? I could drill more than one. Well, if God's enabled you to do that, please do it. I pray you will. Most of the wells, however, come by people giving $48. 10 people water the rest of their life. That's about how it breaks out. $144, 30 people the rest of their life. There's a level at which you can participate. Many people tell us, you know, James, I can't give a well, the $4,800, but I can give $1,200 and pray three join me, or $2,400 and hope and pray another joins me. And we see that happen. There is some level at which everyone can participate. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessing for you to receive the gifts. The beautiful calendar, daily calendar for 17 months, that's going to remind you of the mercies and the grace and the blessings of God. The beautiful Fruit of the Spirit bow. This is, when you see it, you're going to say, that is a treasure. The Fruit of the Spirit listed inside and outside. And you utilize it to serve, or you utilize it as a display. But it'll also become a conversation piece. And you could even tell people, we got that bow by giving water to people that desperately needed it. Their lives depended on it. Would you right now please go online, take your bank card and use it like it's a check, or dial that number and use that bank card like a check and make the best gift you can. Please do it. Father, I pray everyone watching will reach out and touch someone today with your love. In Jesus' name, thank you for responding. Thank you for making the gift of life. Thank you so much.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, disease-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what else can she do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life provides a way for parents to save the lives of their children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 400 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the New Mercies Each Day Desk Calendar. This 17-month calendar will not only help you keep track of important dates, but also remind you of the Father's love and goodness with scripture quotes and encouragement from all the hosts on Life Today. With your gift of $100 or more, request the Fruit of the Spirit Bowl. This beautiful and decorative ceramic bowl features scripture revealing the fruit of the Spirit, a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our Safe in the Shepherd's Arms bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, I want to thank you so much. We were actually talking to the audience here about what incredible viewers you are, that you don't turn away when you see a need. You actually reach out to those in need. You actually extend the hands, I believe, of Jesus, and you give them life by giving them water. Thank you for that. Thank you for not looking away. And you know, when we talk about the healing of our nation and resisting these spirits that are trying to destroy freedom and totally desecrate everything that's sacred and precious, and you can see it, we're able to stand together like a mighty army against the forces of the principalities and powers in the realm of darkness. If you'd like to have Dr. Michael Brown's book, by the way, he's going to be with me again tomorrow. We're going to talk more about it. But you say, James, if we help give water, we make a gift to help you do that, would you send us the book? Yes, we will. To say thank you. Would you join me and Betty saying thanks to Dr. Michael Brown, who will be with us again tomorrow, all right? And we'll continue talking about what I see as hope, even in the face of the fury of the enemy. Thank you all for watching. Encourage your friends to watch tomorrow and hear Dr. Brown.
The spirit of Jezebel can be defeated. The world's foremost messianic Jewish apologist, Dr. Michael Brown, tells us how tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.